Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, May 20th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
Meta employs about 1,800 people in Ireland, but up to 500 jobs here could be affected.
Meta to tell staff how they'll be affected by job cuts, and treatment for cocaine use is on the rise here. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Meta will outline today how its latest global cost-cutting measures will impact staff here. The company says it's reducing its global workforce as part of a wider push to fund major investment in AI. News Talk's Daniel Pitcher has more.
Staff at the Irish arm of Meta should find out today how a worldwide layoff programme will affect them. The company plans to cut around 8,000 jobs globally, roughly 10% of its workforce, as it increases spending on artificial intelligence projects and infrastructure. Meta employs about 1,800 people in Ireland, and reports last month suggested up to 500 jobs here could be affected. The Facebook and Instagram parent company says the cuts are aimed at improving efficiency while funding major investment in AI technology. It follows a 5% reduction in staff last year, which also affected Irish employees.
The media minister and RTÉ's director general have clashed over the treatment of the broadcaster by politicians. Kevin Backhurst will appear before the Oireachtas Media Committee later to discuss the latest pay revelations at the broadcaster. After meeting the media minister Patrick O'Donovan yesterday, the RTÉ boss said it has been harshly treated for bringing the news to light. The minister had a different opinion.
I feel we've paid the price for transparency here. Like, we decided to put that, to reclassify Derek, to put that out in the public domain, to go through the process. You know, we have paid a price for that.
I don't accept that. I don't accept that at all. The government didn't punish him. The government stood by the organisation to make sure that it was able to fulfil its obligations and duties as laid down in statute.
Rents rose at the highest rate on record in the first 3 months of this year. Daft.ie's latest report shows the national average increased by 4.4% since December. It's the sharpest quarterly increase since records began in 2002, with the average rent for a two-bed apartment nationwide now more than €2,100 a month. Rents in Galway City are up 18% year-on-year, with Cork up 13% and Dublin almost 7% higher. Donald Trump hasn't ruled out further strikes on Iran and claims leaders in Tehran are begging for a deal. It comes after military officials gave evidence to Congress about an attack that killed over 150 people, including 120 children, at a school in Iran at the start of the conflict. Speaking yesterday, the US vice president warned Iran there were two options to ending the conflict. J.D. Vance also outlined Washington's aims.
We could restart the military campaign, but that's not what the president wants, and I don't think it's what the Iranians want either. We have an opportunity here, I think, to reset the relationship that has existed between Iran and the United States for 47 years, but it takes two to tango.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is holding talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing. The visit comes just days after Donald Trump visited the country. Energy deals and closer economic ties will top the agenda, including a major new gas pipeline between Russia and China. Health workers are facing a growing morale crisis, according to new research being presented to TDs and senators today. Forsa says staffing shortages and burnout are placing increasing pressure on frontline health and social care services. Jane McNamara reports.
Forsa will tell the Oireachtas Health Committee this morning that understaffing and poor retention are pushing health workers to breaking point. New research commissioned by the union found almost half of healthcare staff surveyed say they feel burnt out often or always. More than two-thirds of workers questioned say they are actively considering leaving their jobs. The union says staffing shortages, growing workloads and poor consultation with frontline staff are damaging morale and affecting patient care. Forsa is calling for faster recruitment, better workforce planning and improved pay equity across the health sector.
Samaritans volunteers answered almost 1,000 calls for help every single day last year. Loneliness and isolation remain the biggest issues facing callers, according to the charity's latest impact report. More than 1,500 volunteers provided 70,000 hours of emotional support last year. Sarah O'Toole, Executive Director at Samaritans Ireland, says calls come in from every age.
So it's not just about those people who live alone down a rural road We're seeing it in cities. We're hearing it from younger people and older people. Loneliness is a theme. Actually, interestingly, it increased as a theme during the pandemic, but it did not abate after the pandemic was over. And it's in the top three of the themes that people call us about.
In entertainment news, the Metropolitan Police in the UK is urging any former Married at First Sight contestants who may have been victims of sexual assault to contact them. Two women have claimed in a documentary they were raped during filming, while a third has made misconduct allegations. Channel 4 says the matchmaking show has some of the most robust welfare checks in television. And in sport, Arsenal are Premier League champions for the first time since 2004. Manchester City's failure to beat Bournemouth last night means that the North London team cannot be overtaken on the final day. City manager Pep Guardiola believes that the best team won the league.
We were close to arriving at the last moment, and just, of course, on behalf of all Man City, my team, congratulate Arsenal, Mikel, staff, backroom staff, all the players, fans for this Premier League, and they deserve.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.